texting and rules for alerts and offers via automatic text message. Message and data rates may apply.
Has dinner got you down? Sick of awful frozen meals or unhealthy fast food? Don't despair, because Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test, giving away 3 full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. All fresh ingredients with Martha's delicious and easy recipes. You're eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word BITE to 246810. It's so easy. Text us now. Martha and Marley Spoon meals are easy, simple, and delicious. And right now, Martha wants you to enjoy 3 of her best 30-minute meals for free, so you can save time and enjoy eating dinner again. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get your 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text BITE to 246810. That's BITE to 246810. BITE to 246810.
It's time for the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7. Let's take you back to the stadium with the voice of Mountain Home Bomber football, Brad Haworth.
It's halftime. Marion with a 28-0 lead over Mountain Home. We'll update scoring plays, stats coming up a little bit later. During halftime, we are joined, though, by Mountain Home Athletic Director Mitch Husky. And Mitch, it's hard to believe these fall sports are quickly wrapping up, aren't they?
They are. You know, it seems like just the other day in August we're starting golf. It's done.
Yes.
Tennis around the same time. And, you know, we're through state tennis, which I'm sure people know, but our girls end up state runner-up.
Right.
Along with Emily Heidi, that finished state runner-up as an individual. And she actually continues, goes down to Little Rock on Monday for the tennis overall. So, good luck to her and that tennis team, both boys and girls. You know, we had a doubles team that I watched in the state tournament that could have been right there and had a chance to win it all. Yeah. And so the boys and girls, congratulations to a great year. And still got a couple still going on. You know, we have cross country. Their conference meet's about to come up here soon at Jonesboro. And then, of course, I'll go down to Oaklawn and compete down there for a state championship. So, and volleyball.
Right.
You know, we have finished up a regular right. season. We actually have a week off, which, you know, we're not used to. And so they give them a week to prepare and going down to Jonesboro for the state tournament. And we're at a 4 seed, going to be playing the number 1. But we feel pretty good because our volleyball team, you know, you talk about this conference, that conference, how good they are. But it's without a doubt. We play in the strongest volleyball conference probably in the state in any classification. So even though we're going in as a 4 seed, I feel really good about our chances, you know, playing a 1.
I want to come back to some of the sports you mentioned there. First, though, before I forget about it, a lot of folks might not realize in years past, well, last 18 years, the top 6 seeds from the conference have all gone on to the postseason. That's different, though, with these new conferences this year.
It is. You know, I guess you kind of go back to when it was I can't even remember what year, but, you know, we took 4, the top 4 and everything, and then they kind of messed around with the classifications a little bit, and there was even one year where we took all 8.
Right.
Because it was kind of an unfair setup. You might have 1-6A school in this conference, and then you might have, you know, 5 in this, 1-3 in another, so how could you really justify who went? But then the last couple of years where you've had 4 teams out of the conference, then you'd take the, like in our 6A East, would have, you know, 4 teams, and you'd take 3 of the top 4 that would go on to state. And then you went to a conference tournament like uh-huh. we have the last couple of years. So this is the way I think it should be.
Right, I agree.
Taking the top 4, I think sometimes when you take 6, it gets some little bit watered down. But now it's easy to take 4 because everything's equal. We have 8 conferences, or I should say 4 conferences of 8. And so take the 4 out of each of those and go on, which is a good way to do it. But what I don't know if people understand, it's harder now to win a state championship than it's ever been.
Right.
When I say ever been, since, you know, we've kind of went to this classification, just because we've been competing against 16 schools or 15 other schools for a state championship. Now there's 32 teams in this in our division. So, but we've been right there. I sat there and looked at three state runner-up trophies in the office this morning. So we're right there.
You know what I like about the fact that four for the conference go instead of six, it means more. It means more to make the state tournament where it's, like you mentioned, it's been more watered down in recent years.
It has. You know, there's good and bad to it. I do 100% believe this is the best because that first-round game, you're probably not going to see many blowouts.
Exactly.
You're going to see some highly competitive games with the 1-4. But there again, I go back to years ago when I was coaching, and it was the year they took eight. And our conference in basketball was loaded. We go in as an eight, and we wear out the number one.
That's true.
But you're still going to have that. You know, some conferences are going to be better than others. But overall, taking the top four is the best.
Yep. You mentioned cross country. Of course, I had another successful Bomber Invitational this week. You runners love to come to the Mountain Home course, don't they?
They do. And, you know, Coach Peverell and Coach Blades, Coach Pierce, you know, they all work extremely hard. They got a great passion for cross country, which kind of bleeds over into our student athletes. So we're always going to have a real solid cross country team just because of just the past history. When you look that in cross country, we've had some great success and continue to look forward to the success we have in the future. But, you know, our course, it's difficult.
Right.
You know, it's a little hilly when you have the other ones come and run it. They're not used to it. They're more used to the flat ground. But our kids do a great job, and I expect big things in the conference tournament, and then conference meet, and then head on to the state tournament.
All right, basketball will be starting before we know it, and swim and bowling.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those where I never want to, you know, fall season to end and winter sports start, or the winter sports to end. I just try to stay in what's going on, but. Having a senior that's about to start basketball,
that's true.
Probably not ready for it to start because once it starts, man, it goes by quick, just like all these fall sports. So, you know, we are doing something different. New. We're going to have a basketball tip-off, kind of like a blue and gold. We're going to have that November 3rd starting at 5 o'clock, and we have a flyer that we're going to send out. I didn't want to send it out too early because I didn't want to step on, you know, we got these – fall sports still competing, but November 3rd we're having a blue and gold for our 7th, 8th, and 9th grade where they'll come and parents could see them out on the court. But then we're also going to have an alumni game.
All right.
And so we have Coach Wood, Coach Webb, Coach Yancey going to come, coach the alumni girls, and then Coach Dockey, myself, and Coach Webb's also going to help on the boys' side.
Well, good.
So. We'll try to keep everybody healthy in that alumni game. I don't know who all is going to show up, but if you're a past basketball player, girls or boys, there are certain people that I'll send you, you know, that you could contact. But if you want to contact me, I could give you that information. So it should be a fun night. We haven't done this in a long time. So, you know, just the schedule worked out for us to do it this year.
Now my question is, and I'm sure a lot of folks want to know, why are you coaching and not playing?
About 35 pounds. You know, I used to play some when I was still coaching, but I got tired of rolling the ankle. That week it took me when I was in high school to get over a rolled ankle turned into months. So, yeah, I believe I'm done on that. But still working on Todd Gilbert, trying to get his tail out there. But
that'd be entertaining to watch.
It would. He said he wasn't going to play, but I'd like to see him match up against Wyatt, his boy.
I wonder who'd win that.
Well, you know, I'm sure they talk trash at home, so let's see it out on court.
Yeah. All right, Mitch, thank you.
All right, thanks, Brad.
28-0, our halftime score. It's Marion with the lead. Matt checks scores around the state. Next, with our scoreboard report, you're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Acumen Audio Halftime Show will continue in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio
knows it's Bummer football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from Soligard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
ASA is moving us in the right direction with Arkansas values and Arkansas common sense. Under Asa Hutchinson's strong leadership, 70,000 new jobs have been created. Income taxes are lower, and more tax cuts are on the way. ASA took the bold step to add computer coding in every high school. ASA reformed Medicaid expansion, working with the Trump administration to require those who can to work while receiving benefits. Asa Hutchinson, Governor. Paid for by ASA for Governor.
The Acumen Audio Halftime Show continues with another Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Let's go back inside the studio with Matt Sharp.
And good evening once again from the studio as we are at halftime here on the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. It is Mountain Home trailing Marion 28-0 in this 6A East Conference game. Let's take a look at what else is going on right now in the 6A East. Searcy, who is ranked fourth in Class 6A, is, I believe, trailing Pine Bluff right now. Yes, 8-7 was the last score we had from the first quarter. West Memphis ranked third in Class 6A, taking on the fifth-ranked team in Class 6A, Jonesboro. And last score we had there, second quarter, the Blue Devils up on the Hurricane 14-7. And Jacksonville leading Sylvan Hills 8-7 at halftime. Yelville Summit on the road playing the second-ranked team in Class 3A from Clinton. And right now it is the Yellow Jackets up on the Panthers 28-6 in the second quarter. Clinton coming into this game undefeated on the year. Salem is up on Mark Tree 42-0 at halftime. It is Melbourne losing to Harding Academy 14-0 in the second quarter. Have not seen a score update on the game between Marshall and Mountain View. Harrison leads Greenbrier 27-7 at halftime. Goblins come into the game ranked fourth in Class 5A. It is all West Plains once again. After one complete quarter, the Zizzers up on Springfield Central 42-0 right now. It is West Plains coming into this game ranked fourth in Class 4 in Missouri. Hollister is playing at home against Logan Rogersville. Let's see if I can find the score on that one. After one quarter, that game is scoreless. Forsyth losing to Stratford through one quarter, 42-0. And Branson playing at Carl Junction this evening. Last score we had, the two teams knotted up at 7 in the second. And Ava playing at Kabul. Have not seen a score update on that one as of yet. In the Arkansas sports media overall top 10, one final score from last night as number one North Little Rock defeated Little Rock Catholic 49-17. As for tonight's game, second-ranked Bryant is tied with Fort Smith Southside 7-all in the second quarter. Number three, Fayetteville, is losing to Bentonville 10-7 at halftime. Number four, Conway, is tied with fifth-ranked Fort Smith Northside at 7 apiece in the second quarter. Number six, Greenwood, who is also number one in Class 6A, leading Russellville 35-7 in the second quarter. Number seven, Pulaski Academy, who is also number one in Class 5A, they are up on BB 28-7 in the second quarter. Number eight, Bentonville West, leading Harbor 35-0 at halftime, that game being played at Springdale. Number nine, Warren, who is also ranked number one in Class 4A, leading DeWitt 14-7 at the break. And number two, number 10, Benton, who is number two in Class 6A, up on El Dorado 28-7 in the second quarter. I've already mentioned all the games in the Class 6A top five, so we'll go on to the Class 5A top five games that we haven't yet gotten to. Number two, Little Rock McClellan, playing at Texarkana. Two teams are scoreless in the second quarter. And number three, Little Rock Christian, up on Little Rock Parkview, 33-0 in the second quarter. Among the Class 4A top five games that we haven't yet mentioned, number two, Joe T. Robinson, at home against Malvern this evening. And right now, it is the Senators up on Malvern, 21-0. That's actually the last score we had from the first quarter. Third-ranked Rivercrest leading Pocahontas 35-13 in the second quarter. Number four, Nashville, is leading Ashdown 13-7 in the second quarter. And fifth-ranked Bauxite is up on Fountain Lake 7-0 in the second quarter. Among the Class 3A top five teams that we haven't yet gone to, number one, Boonville, I believe is leading Mansfield right now. Let's see if I can find the score on that game. It is Boonville up 35-6 in the second quarter. Third-ranked Smackover is leading Falk 35-0 in the second quarter. Fourth-ranked Rising is idle this week, and number five Prescott is up on Genoa Central 31-0 at halftime. And in the Class 2A top five, it is number one Mount Ida losing to second-ranked Foreman 21-7 in the second quarter. Third-ranked Hazen leads Clarendon 46-0 in the second quarter. Number four Junction City up on Bearden 20-0 at halftime. Number five, Conway Christian, is leading Quitman 35-0 in the second quarter. Conway Christian actually tied for fifth with Earl, and Earl playing at home against Marvel. And actually, I guess that game has been forfeited because Fearless Friday has a 2-0 win for Earl early on in the night. So let's look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Bob in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Mountain Home trailing Marion 28-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the Acumen Audio Halftime Show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7. Dewey & Sons Plumbing is your go-to team whether you need home repairs, new plumbing construction, or have a big emergency. Their team will be there. Dewey & Sons is a family-owned business that's been providing folks in the Twin Lakes great, reliable, affordable plumbing service for over 40 years, and they've been supporting the Bombers for 40 years, too. Call the plumber number, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, 425-4868. That's 425-4868. And go Bombers!
What does an organ and tissue donor look like? Pretty much how you'd expect a donor to look. You know, with a face and elbows, maybe a belly and nose hair, a butt, and armpits. Now you're getting the picture. You see, organ and tissue donors look just like you. Noble and beautiful and extraordinary. Right now, hundreds of Arkansans are waiting for a heart, kidney, or any one of 8 donatable organs. Save 8. Donate at DonateLifeArkansas.org. Here's looking at you.
Now, back to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Marion, where it's 28-0, the Patriots with the lead over Mountain Home. Bombers put together a nice opening drive, got to the 10-yard line, stalled out, missed a 22-yard field goal from there. Patriots, four plays later, scored on a 67-yard touchdown pass from Dedrick Cale to Jorian Chase. On their second possession, it was Anthony Price with a 10-yard touchdown run to make it 14-0. Their next possession, a two-play, 57-yard drive. Markell Wynn finishes it with a 1-yard touchdown run. The Bombers held on downs on their next drive, but then the Patriots picked off a Mountain Home pass. 60-yard return for the touchdown by Kenta Jones with just 9 seconds left in the first half. And the Patriots have a 28-0 lead at the break. And they will receive the second half kickoff to get things started. We'll take a break, come back, and begin the second half next. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. Stay tuned for the second half of action coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Texting enrolls for alerts and offers via automatic text message. Message and data rates may apply.
Has dinner got you down? Sick of awful frozen meals or unhealthy fast food? Don't despair, because Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test, giving away 3 full-sized meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. All fresh ingredients with Martha's delicious and easy recipes. You're eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word BITE to 246810. It's so easy. Text us now. Martha and Marley's spoon meals are easy, simple, and delicious. And right now, Martha wants you to enjoy three of her best 30-minute meals for free so you can save time and enjoy eating dinner again. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get your three free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text BITE to 246810. That's BITE to 246810. BITE to 246810.